Reflex by Dick Francis. Read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. Winded and coughing, I lay on one elbow and spat out a mouthful of grass and mud. The horse I'd been riding raised its weight off my ankle, scrambled untidily to its feet, and departed at an unfeeling gallop. I waited for things to settle. Chest heaving, bones still rattling from the bang, sense of balance recovering from a 30-mile-an-hour somersault and a few tumbling rolls. No harm done, nothing broken. Just another fall. Time and place. 16th fence, 3-mile steeplechase, Sandown Park racecourse, Friday, November, in thin, cold, persistent rain. At the return of breath and energy, I stood wearily up and thought with intensity that this was a damn silly way for a grown man to be spending his life. The thought itself was a jolt, not one I'd ever thought before. Riding horses at high speed over various jumps was the only way I knew of making a living, and it was a job one couldn't do if one's heart wasn't in it. The chilling flicker of disillusion nudged like the first twinge of toothache. Unexpected, unwelcome, an uneasy hint of possible trouble. I repressed it without much alarm, reassured myself that I loved the life. Of course I did, the way I always had. Believed quite easily that nothing was wrong except the weather, the fall, the lost race. Minor, everyday stuff. Business as usual. Squelching uphill to the stands in paper-thin racing boots unsuitable for